Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back, Mr. Beacon himself. Stuart Rosenthal, how are you?
Hi, Eric. Good, thanks.
Good. Hey, we're going to talk real estate today.
Yes.
That's my favorite subject.
I'm not surprised to hear it.
The Beacon newspaper, free publication, pick it up at over 1,500 locations. You must have a really tired crew that delivers
these. They work hard, those guys.
Like elves that show up at midnight and drop these and
You're
run?
Right. They have to before there's too much traffic on the road.
Well, I know I see them in Walgreens when I walk into Walgreens, and I see it other places.
Right.
All the retirement communities seem to have stacks of them, and they all disappear, which means people are reading it.
They get picked up. That's right. Well, so, a lot of bird cages out there that need...
maybe a lot of bird cages. That's right. A lot of wrapping paper, right?
Right.
Cheap wrapping paper. So real estate, let's talk about it. You've got a few things. Let's. What do you
got? Yeah, we have the quarterly housing and home care options pullout section. That's where we bring stories together that help people either stay in their homes and age in place, bringing in home care or doing remodeling and that kind of thing, or decide how to downsize and where to move to, or what kinds of communities or new homes might be better for them. And we cover the gamut. We run all those things. So I'll touch on a few different stories on those different things. High-tech ways to sell your home. These are some interesting additional benefits that you can get if you're trying to sell your home. There's something called Realty Beacon, which provides an application that is picked up automatically by cell phones coming within 100 feet of your house. And it automatically beams to you, if you have this app, of course, photographs and details about that home that's for sale. And it's built into a for sale sign. So that's sort of cute. Of course, there are videos, which are not so new. They've been around for a long time, online videos. But drones now give people a chance to have a much more interesting aerial view of a house and to go around that way. And some people are offering those in different places.
We've done the drone.
Yeah, what do you think
and
of it?
Well, I think it's a very dramatic way of conveying the layout of a piece of land. It's against the law.
That's what's mentioned in the article,
right?
Yes,
it's against the law, but people still do it. We got one. Oh, gosh, I want to say it was at the beginning of last year, and we used it on a home on River Road, which you can't have a lot of trees around. The dilemma is that
it blocks too much.
It blocks too much, but it's also too much of a risk. But you have to get up way above the trees, and then if you're looking down at trees, you're not seeing the house and the land. It doesn't really benefit.
Right.
But this property on River Road was on 4-plus acres, and you could see across the Potomac River into Virginia from the drone because of the angle. It was up probably about 500 feet up in the air.
Wow.
And then we took it from being on the driveway, and we took it down the driveway about 3 or 4 feet off the ground and then right to the front, and then we lifted off. So you went up over the house and then carried it on. So you were able to see the pool and the property and the other benefits.
Yeah.
We had a home in McLean last year. That was a $3 million house that we did the drone tour for as well. A little bit more of a challenge, a little smaller piece of land, and a little harder to make the lyrical quality of it. The key is, like, you want a person who watches the drone to get the feeling like they're moving with it.
Right.
Right? Almost like a story.
Like in the Harry Potter movies.
Right, no, right. Exactly. Right, I think the River Road one was excellent for that. The one in McLean did not come across the same way. So we were discovering limitations, and we kind of stopped it because we were told to cease and desist.
I see. Well, that's a good point. Yeah. Well, there's also an interior one, which is not illegal. Of course, you can get 3D, 360-degree films of every room in your home, and then a person can really get a chance to sort of like walk through your house in a virtual reality tour. That's also sort of cool if you have a nice interior.
Yes.
So that's just one article. We have another article on how do you evaluate a retirement community. There's so many questions to ask and things to do. And this was written by a geriatric care manager who has helped many, many people find the right place. And she really gives her very long list, and it's all here, reproduced, about what kinds of things to ask, questions to ask, things to look for. It'll really help you make a good decision about a community you're looking at. And then for those who want to stay in their home but may need to bring in some home health care help, we have an article that describes the three different kinds of home health care, you know, whether you hire somebody who is actually medically trained to do certain things or whether you just need somebody for companionship and keeping the house in order. So I see we're out of time, so I'm going to just say there are lots of other stories in this section as well, and also we're drawing for free tickets to Wolf Trap. So pick up a copy and take a look at it.
Thanks, Stuart. I'm glad to have Scott McAllister join us again. Scott is the director at Maplewood Park Place in Bethesda, Maryland. If you've never visited Maplewood Park Place, you must visit. And I'll be teaching on the 15th. That's coming up in just, I guess, 9 days from today. And I'll be teaching on how to downsize your living if you're in a larger home, single family house, you're not sure how to get rid of your stuff. I'll cover what are the five places any of your stuff can go to. We'll discuss how to sell your home for top dollar in today's market, how to prepare the house. What are the best investments you can make to get your home ready to sell and sell it for top dollar and sell it fast? For more information, you can contact Scott. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
Absolutely. If folks want to RSVP for the event on the 15th, how would they do so?
Please call our main number at Maplewood Park Place, which is 301-530-0500, and just ask to speak to the sales office. That's 301-530-0500.
Great. If you mention the Eric Stewart Show in your RSVP, we'll have a special gift for you there. Just make sure that you do when you call. That's 301-530-0500. So at this event, probably the biggest challenge I think that seniors face, Scott, you see this all the time in your business, is letting go of the things that they own in order to start a new season in life.
Most definitely. I think it's the biggest challenge anyone has as they face clearing out a house after 30 or 40 years. One of my favorite residents once told me she gave everything away to her adult children, and when she missed her china, she'd go visit her son. And when she missed her furniture, she'd go visit her daughter. They thought that she was visiting them, but she was actually visiting her possessions. And she really had understood that at this point in her life, she needed to let those things go to her family and enjoy senior living and everything it offered.
Yeah, many of the seniors I speak with, they've offered their belongings to their kids. The things they've saved, thinking, I'll give this to my kids and they'll use it. And then I end up hearing, my kids don't want it. They don't want my stuff. They already have a dining room table. They already have the chairs and they don't want my mid-century pecan furniture. So do you have a suggestion on how they let go in spite of that?
True, that there is a difference between the tastes of each generation, but there are a number of organizations out there, whether for-profit or non-for-profit, that will assist those seniors in reducing their possessions in the houses that makes it an easier transition into senior living.
In fact, we have a preferred vendor guide here at the Eric Stewart Group, which in that we have our vetted plumbers and electricians and so on, plus the places that you can go to if you want to give things away to help you downsize. And we're all about helping you with your process, wherever you are in the process of buying or selling real estate. The Right Sizing Guide is a free guide we offer. I'll be teaching about that on the 15th at Maplewood Park Place. Again, if you want to RSVP for that, contact them at 301-530-0500. Lunch will be provided absolutely free, and Scott will be there performing some tricks. He'll be...
Only if you're my assistant, Eric.
Okay. Just don't cut me in half, Scott.
Depends on what you say.
So you can get a free copy of the Right Sizing Guide or the Preferred Vendor Guide and by calling us toll-free at the Eric Stewart Group at 1-800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Please go check out our new website. We've just launched our site, ericstewartgroup.com, and we've made it easier than ever for you to get the information and be able to read it right there on the site if you want to. Again, ericstewartgroup.com. Scott McAllister's with Maplewood Park Place. Now, last week I talked about the ownership aspect, which is a distinguishing feature of Maplewood Park Place. I mean, granted, people don't just go into a community because they can have ownership, but many times it's the hiccup for why people don't make the move, because they don't want to give up owning something and that potential rise in value. And Maplewood Park Place is one of the, I think, only six communities in the country that offer that. And it's right here in Bethesda. It's easy access to 495, easy access to get into Bethesda for restaurants, close to Suburban Hospital. So it's actually ideally located for many great services. Plus, the community itself offers so much.
Most definitely. Our residents always call it the cruise ship that never leaves dock.
Okay.
But at the same time, I also believe that seniors need to think about not just what their needs are today, but what their needs may be in 5-10 years from now. Mm-hmm. And when they are searching for a senior living community, they need to face reality and search for one that offers the full complements of a CCRC, continuing care retirement community, which includes assisted living and skilled nursing care, if and when they may need those services.
Very good. Well, if you want to come out and enjoy, again, a nice lunch and learn, please RSVP for the event coming up the 15th of April. Yes, the Ides of April. at 12 noon at Maplewood Park Place. Go to maplewoodparkplace.com to look for information. And when you RSVP, if you'll mention the Eric Stewart Group, our show here, we'll have a special gift for you at that event. And that number again is 301-530-0500 at Maplewood Park Place in Bethesda, Maryland. Scott, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me back. I look forward to seeing you in a couple of days.
I'm looking forward to it, too. All right, well, we'll be right back with more of the Eric Stewart Show. Don't go away.